As the number of Spanish-speaking immigrants in the United States continues to rise, members of the local Latinx community say concerns about language barriers within families need to be better understood. Illinois Student Newsroom's Jacqueline Barba has more.
I slept, like, no, really bad last night.
Ariana and Andres Lohr grew up in Champaign in a Spanish-speaking household. The siblings say that their parents, who are both immigrants from Spanish-speaking countries, hope their children would not lose their heritage language. Ariana says even though she's fluent in English and Spanish, her parents only speak Spanish at home.
They're both fluent in English and Spanish now, and they still only use Spanish at the house, though. So even though we respond in English, they still talk to us in Spanish.
Now a 20-year-old student at Parkland College, Ariana says she is taking Spanish classes to become a dual language teacher.
I am still trying to learn Spanish because, I mean, you can only get better.
A report by U.S. Customs and Border Patrol from October found that officials recorded more than 2 million migrants on the southern border during the 2022 fiscal year. This number is a new record for the country, up from 1.7 million encounters last year. With the rise of Spanish-speaking immigrants in the U.S., researchers are now looking at how language barriers impact families where more than one language is spoken at home. Dr. Ronald Cox, a researcher at Oklahoma State University, studies communication barriers in multilingual families. He says even though more Spanish-speaking parents are learning how to speak English, their children aren't retaining their parents' primary language. That can put the children in an uncomfortable situation.
Their Spanish, for example, is going down. Their English is going up. At the same time, their parents' English only goes up a little bit. They only make very modest gains. And so the parents only speak Spanish, and the kids increasingly only speak English.
He says although many of these children can understand basic household phrases in Spanish, some struggle to have more advanced conversations with their parents.
As a result, those more important, complex conversations that they would like to have with their parents, they're just not able to.
Val Smith teaches English to adults at First Presbyterian Church in Champaign. Many of them speak Spanish as their first language. Smith says many of her students have expressed fears about helping their children with schoolwork once their kids reach school age.
They're just really concerned about their children, that they can help them when they're in school because they don't know English as well as they'd like. So there is, you know, some anxiety about that.
Andres and Ariana Lohr, those siblings who live with Spanish-speaking parents, say they usually speak English with both their mother and their father.
This is probably not like the best thing, but I just like made it a habit of like responding to them in English, and then I would just understand what they say and just like keep doing what I was doing.
His sister Ariana says she feels a similar anxiety.
So when my parents speak to me or when I have to speak to other adults in Spanish, I get very nervous because I don't have like that initial thought in my head like, oh, it's like my first language, like I can't mess this up.
Both siblings say being unable to communicate with their parents goes beyond their speaking skills.
We don't understand what they're trying to tell us, and they don't understand what we're trying to tell them. And then it just like...
It does get lost in...
Lost in translation.
The siblings say they will continue learning Spanish to try to close this one barrier between them and their parents. I'm Jacqueline Barba, Illinois Student Newsroom.